I'll read maybe two more poems from this book, and then I'll read Greek and stuff. The poem about Florida. I was reading in an airplane today a thing about Florida. Miami's going to be a great city of the future based on this and that. I haven't seen it. It's like Reagan talking about the turnaround. Sort of the same thing. You know, everything's fine now. There's only 14 million unemployed. I have a series of poems about Florida. This one's called Visiting Florida Again. And what I take walks early in the morning while my mother, who I visit, is asleep. And I walk into Miami Beach, into the Cuban section, and get, you know, Copacabana and so on and so on and so on. And here I passed one day, a terrifying experience. I passed, heard this noise in the bushes. And I thought it was a giant insect coming to get me. And it turned out only to be an air conditioner. And for the first, and I realized that I'd been making a mistake for about 25 years, teaching English 1 and English 2 and such, teaching that technology was the enemy, you know, and at first it being taught to me, then me teaching it, I realized I didn't believe that at all. So this poem was a revival of my first simple, stupid socialist belief that technology would save us. When I used to sit in the Carnegie Library in Pittsburgh reading Thomas Paine and those other guys, Kropotkin and Blake. That's what this poem is about. It's called Visiting Florida Again. At 11th and Euclid, I stood in front of an air conditioner and listened to it whir. For just a second, I thought it was an insect screaming in anger before it sucked up its enemy or ran into the hibiscus to brood. For the first time, I gave thanks to my brother, the machine, my little friend, so out of place in the tropics, so close now compared to the hideous ichneumon waving its long needle or the velvet ant searching for babies. So misunderstood and abused. Shivering in the heat, I wanted to touch some great yellow steam shovel or biplane, something so oily and awkward that it coughed and groaned for hours before it moved its huge body into position. I felt as pure as Mayakovsky, climbing into his aluminum vest, as dear as Pico della Mirandola, watching his Jewish soul rise. I joined the Shakers at their sweet stations, the anarchists sitting in the sun. For just one second, I was in London again, in the Iron Palace. I was in Pittsburgh, sitting in the old reference room, reading Thomas Paine and William Blake and Peter Kropotkin, creating my first dreams.